Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It is August 1st. It is 9 a.m. And you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5 and 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hard to believe that it's been a year. This is my one-year anniversary. My first show was a year ago this first week, Saturday in August, and how grateful I am that we've been here a year. It's been great. And as everybody always says, where the heck does the time go? So, but I want to just give out a shout out to all of you, my listeners. Thank you for supporting the show over this past year. And God willing, there'll be many more years to come on this show. So with me today is a good friend of mine and also a client. His name is Ryan Irwin from Full Service Exteriors. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Sean.
Good to have you with us today, and coming to us all the way from Colorado, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And yeah. Congrats on the 1 year.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. So you didn't know me when I first started this show, but that first show, I was so nervous about getting behind this microphone for the first time and talking to thousands of people. Luckily, I had two good friends with me. One of my sponsors, by the way, is Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage, and one of my buddies from theater when I was in high school, Mark Motes. So, and Mark was in here taking pictures of me as I'm trying to talk in the microphone. I'm kind of like catching Mark out of the side of my eye here, getting pictures and whatnot. But it was a fun show. I enjoyed it, and it's just kind of evolved, and it's always going to evolve. I mean, I always say, it's a real estate show, but we talk about pretty much everything. This first year, we've had a lot of different conversations, and I've actually met some really good people. So, and now I'm going to get embarrassed. all right, hi Mom.
Hi Sean. Well, congratulations, sweetheart. I'm just so proud of you. This has been, I know, one heck of a year for you, and I'm just so proud of you, and I know how you began, and you were a little bit skeptical, so was I, but I'm just so thrilled you've got this year under your belt, and you're ready for the next 50.
Well, I don't know if I want to go that long, Mom, but they'll be wheeling me in here on a wheelchair, and I'll be like, hello, welcome to the show.
There you go, like your buddy Bill.
It'll be like Bill Cunningham in my 80s doing this.
There you go. I just want to give a shout out to your friend Bob.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading the book on Barnes. Sean loaned me his copy. And I am absolutely fascinated with the research you did, the stories you told. And I just want to mention that you talked about the Kelly brothers who had a farm in Brown County.
Yeah.
They were our neighbors in Mount Lookout. They lived on...
Really?
Yeah, they lived on Herschel in a white Dutch colonial.
Okay.
We lived on Herlin.
Yeah.
Your dad was a good drinking buddy of Jack, the oldest, and Jack also was our attorney.
Well, Dad was a good drinking buddy to a lot of people.
I guess he was.
God bless him. He's up there with the big guys right now. He's probably opening up a bottle of Cutty Sark, and they're just having a good old time.
You betcha. No, Jameson.
Oh, Jameson.
It was Jameson.
He's up there now. He can have the good stuff.
You bet. All right. Well, I'll let you go, but I just wanted to wish you a wonderful year behind you, another wonderful year in front of you, and love you much, and I'll see you tomorrow morning for breakfast.
You got it, Mom. Well, thanks for calling. I love you very much.
And I also want to let you know, I'm missing Columbo right now.
Oh my God! Wow, that really makes me feel good. If you're missing Columbo for your son, that says something.
You betcha. All right, kiddo. Love you.
All right, Mom. Love you too. See you tomorrow. Bye bye. Well, how about that for a surprise, folks? Get my mom to call in. I did not prompt her to do that. She did it on her own. So, I always say that everything good about me I've gotten from my parents, especially my mother. My mom was a school teacher for 30 years. And there were many times, like if I got in trouble in school, the school teachers and the administrators would say, you know what, Sean, we're not going to discipline you. We're going to send you home to your mother.
Uh-oh.
that pretty much put the fear of God in me. In fact, even better, so growing up, you know, being a, you know, a kid, guy, boy, whatever, you know, toys and stuff, my room was absolutely trashed. And, you know, of course, mom would say, go up and clean up your room, clean your room. All right, fine. You know, clean it up, just put stuff, throw stuff under the bed or whatever. And or unless mom said, well, honey, you do know the sergeant is coming. The sergeant being my grandmother.
Uh-oh.
And if I knew grandmother was coming, my room was spotless. Yeah. So mom, thanks for everything. God bless you. And, yeah, tomorrow I have lunch with my mom every Sunday. We started doing this. Oh gosh, probably about 10, 15 years. Well, when my grandfather, he was still alive. My grandmother passed away in 07. And, you know, we took care of my grandfather while he was going through Alzheimer's. But we started this little tradition of having lunch with Gary, or not Gary. Hang on, Gary, I'll be right there. With my mom and my grandfather, every Sunday. So, and it just continued. So speaking of Gary, okay. Hi, Gary. Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your first year. That's pretty cool.
It's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it was. And I couldn't have thought of anybody better to take over the show than you. And you've done a great job for the past year. I'm just... enjoy listening every week and watching and see you grow into the show that you got.
Well, you know what? Everyone's trying to make me emotional today, man. I'm trying hard not to go over the edge here, but no, Gary, I told you, Gary, you know, when you brought this to me at first, I thought the first thing that came to my mind was, are you flipping kidding me? Are you serious? You really want to turn the show over? And I had to think about it for a little while, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was like, well...
You thought about 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah, all right. You're right, about 5 seconds. you know, this is, you know, you've built quite a legacy here, buddy, and it's my honor to, you know, to keep it going on your behalf because, you know, it's a great show. You know, you set the standard, and I'm just, you know, just building on what you created, buddy.
Well, it's all about the people who listen. You know, you got to listen to your audience and give them what they want.
I try.
And have fun with it. Yep.
Amen.
You're doing a good job.
By the way, you know you're going to be in this chair next week, right?
I will be there in your seat next week. You bet.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, thank Gary, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Love you so much for doing this. And, you know, I really appreciate everything you do, buddy.
Keep it up.
You got it. Will do.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so maybe we can actually get to some topics and stuff here before we get the next caller. I imagine we'll probably hear from Bob at some point today. I know we have Christopher Smitherman calling in at 9:15. So, you know, again, and, you know, I'm just grateful. You know, this is quite a platform. And, you know, I try to be, when I do my job or when I'm out, I love having this platform to speak to people because I love giving good advice. I love it when people interact and if they see me out and about and they recognize me and they say, hey, Sean, love your show. You know, I want to give good advice to people about real estate and anything. You know, anybody that comes in here, I want to give good advice. I want to help. I just want people to know that buying a house and doing stuff in real estate is not as scary as it seems. You just got to have the right people around you, which is why you and I are connected.
Well, it's a little emotional sometimes buying a house and or selling a house, right? And
yeah, it truly. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, all right. Speak of the devil. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Whoa.
Let me get your congratulations, Sean.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate that so much. How are you?
Good. So, congratulations on two things. One, for keeping your listeners occupied and entertaining them.
Thank you.
And number two, which is, I think, when I was prompted to call in, when you told me that you had lost 50 pounds And more importantly, you had kept it off.
It's been a struggle, Bob, but yes, I have.
Hard to do. And you remember I told you a couple of things about what the Japanese do.
Harahachi Bume.
Oh, very good.
I didn't forget, buddy.
My memory's in good shape, too.
Yes, it still works.
Harahachi Bume, of course, 80% full, which is when you step back, shove the plate away, and said, I have enough. That's enough.
That's exactly right. And the challenge there, Bob, is, you know, growing up, and you heard my mother a few minutes ago, know, the standard in the Dennehy household growing up was you clean your plate. You whatever's in front of you, you clean it off. You finish it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, times have changed.
Yes, they have.
Glad you're doing so well. And glad your mom liked my book on Barnes, which was cool. And it brought back some memories for her. So
it did.
That was nice.
So. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's why I wanted her to have it, because I imagine there were probably some things in there that would, you know, pique her.
Yeah.
And it certainly did. I mean, she remembered the Kelly family. I sure as heck didn't. Because when we lived in Mount Lookout, I was, what, 2-3 years old? I do have a memory, though, of living there. And this is it's a strange memory, but my mom and dad were out for the evening, and I was getting babysat by, you know, whoever, somebody on the street. I don't remember who it was. But what I remember was our house had like a screened-in porch that overlooked Linwood Avenue going into Mount Lookout Square. And I remember hearing a police siren, a police car and a siren going by. And I just remember looking out and seeing that. And that is like one of the only memories I have of living in that house. Isn't that weird? Strange how that works.
That is strange.
Yeah. But anyway, I would live there until I was about 4 years old, and then we moved over to Mount Washington, where I stayed until I got out of college.
Cool.
Yep.
That's great.
So how are things with you, my friend? Are you doing all right?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing a barn right now up in Wood County.
Nice.
And interesting thing about this barn is right next to it is something that I've never seen before. Two wooden round silos.
Wow.
Which goes back to the 1890s. Very, very rare. It wasn't on the list of barns we wanted to see, but when I passed by it, I told my barns guy, I said, whoa, hit the brakes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Bob, you do such great work, and again, I truly appreciate your support for the show. You call in every week, you give me inspiration and encouragement. I couldn't thank you enough, my friend. I'm truly blessed.
Harahachi Bume.
Harahachi Bume, my friend. All right, thanks, care. Bob. Yep, have a great weekend. Thanks, okay, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Christopher Smitherman will be on, and we'll talk some real estate and some roofing with my friend Ryan. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennehy and the Dennehy Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennehy a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennehy.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Coming to Cincinnati, John Waite. The Golden Voice of Rock returns to Cincinnati for one night only. Friday, October 2nd, Taft Theater. With special guest John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. So tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. John Waite, live in concert, Friday, October 2nd.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-912-9855. 800-912-9855. 800-912-9855. That's 800-912-9855.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
He sold more than 75 million records. An evening with the iconic Kenny G. With a very special live concert performance. November 15th, Taft Theater. Hear the songs that made Kenny G the number one instrumental musician of the modern era. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. An evening with the iconic Kenny G.
WDJO.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Once again, if you'd like to call in and, I guess, wish me happy anniversary or just to say hello, 513-563-1480. Before we get to our other guest, Mr. Smitherman, I want to get a couple things in here. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Rick Barrick, at All Western Mortgage. If you are someone that is looking for a good loan, even a hard money loan, or a refinance, Rick is the person you should call. He has been in the lending game for over 20 years. And not only that, he's been one of my best friends for the last 50 years. We've known each other pretty much all our lives. So give Rick a call at All Western Mortgage. Also want to give a shout-out to my gym, Iron Sharpens Iron Gym in Norwood, where I do my personal training two, three times a week, depending on how I feel. Aaron and Alex and the whole gang up there, they do an absolutely magnificent job. They're keeping this old 54-year-old guy in shape and helps my golf game, helps everything. I can move up my movement and my just, you know, how I feel is just so much better. But also real quick, wanted to let you know, because even though it's a fitness gym, they also do a lot of philanthropic work. So coming up very soon in September is Friday, September 25th. Is Pins for Purpose, and this is a bowling tournament. So where if you're knocking pins down, you're lifting people up. It's donations that will be given to food banks, and this is a precursor for Iron Sharpens Iron Gym Thanksgiving Drive, where they donate meals to hundreds of people across the Cincinnati area. So if you want to get involved, go give us a call here at the station or go to Iron Sharpens Iron Gym and ask them about the Pins for Purpose. Okay, so before we get to Christopher, oh man, this rain is ridiculous, but you know, to kind of precursor talking to Christopher, when you see this rain, if you live in Hyde Park, you may know what's coming. And I got to tell you, I mean, this is not the first time we've had these flooding problems, but you know, the one thing that bothers me the most is when, you know, somebody says, I don't know if it was MSD or if it was someone from city council says, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. That's a bunch of garbage. You can do something about it. You just need to get your head out of your backside and start being more fiscally responsible. So with that, why don't we get my good friend, former vice mayor of the city of Cincinnati and NAACP president Christopher Smitherman on the line. Christopher, are you there with us this morning?
I am here with you. Thank you for having me on, Tom.
Well, the phones are working this week, so I'm glad you're here. Yeah, so
I have to tell you, man, my heart goes out to the Spectrum worker.
Oh, yeah.
Who was shot 48 hours ago in Avondale while working at 5 a.m. in the morning on Fred Shuttlesworth. And let me just humanize this by saying, you know, I know that family is still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's round the clock, family there, coffee, getting updates from physicians, surgeries that are happening. as they try to save his life. And, you know, he's clearly not out of the woods.
No.
And to those in the community, Sean, who know anything about this, even though Spectrum has put $25,000 out to get as a reward, to get information, you know, everybody who lives in Avondale, on or around, or anywhere in our 52 neighborhoods who knows those who pulled up and shot this man working at 5 o'clock in the morning in Avondale, working as a Spectrum worker on cable, we should all be cooperating with the police. And I just, my last thing about it is my heart goes out to the family and to the Spectrum family, because they've got to be thinking, man, when I go out into these neighborhoods going forward, will City Hall come up with that plan that keeps us safe? And I just think the mayor keeps telling us that it's our perception, Sean. It's our perception.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati's crime is down. And so when you wake up to see a guy at work just doing his job at 5 o'clock in the morning getting shot in the neck, it doesn't reinforce their narrative that you and I are safe.
Well, and I absolutely agree. And, you know, and I've said it week after week after week, this mayor is an absolute clown. I don't have any, I mean, look, I'm down the middle. You know, you could be, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, you know, you can just kind of tell when somebody is just feeding you a bunch of BS. And that's exactly what this mayor does. I mean, I don't think he has one clue as to what he's doing and what it means to be a mayor of a city, because, you know, it's not so much the crime. And actually, you know, they'll talk about crime numbers being, you know, lower in some areas. But if you come to, like, say, the West End, where violent crime was up 40%, they don't talk about that stuff. You know, they try to do the things that make themselves look good. And I don't even think the mayor or anybody has even given a statement about what happened to this Spectrum gentleman. Have they yet?
No, they haven't. And I think this shows the gamesmanship, because they have, you know, pridefully lots of guests in downtown, and they don't want them turning the TV on, you know, seeing the mayor say somebody got shot in the neck.
Oh, yeah, good point.
In Avondale, right?
Yeah.
So this is, but what you also are doing when you make a move like that is you're dehumanizing the family who's in the middle of this crisis. Let me say, Sean, something before we get off, because I know I don't have a lot of time.
No, you got a couple minutes. You're fine.
I want to weigh in on something that's happening national. I'm not in the sports at all. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm just not into it. But
Sure. Every
once in a while, politics and sports come together. Sophie Cunningham, who plays for the WNBA.
Oh, yeah, Indiana Fever.
Indiana Fever. And she made a statement in the last week that men or people who are transgender should not be playing against girls or women in sports.
Mm.
And I want to continually publicly say I agree with what Sophie Cunningham is saying.
Sure.
I am a supporter of the LGBTQ+ community and have been when it wasn't popular. When I was at high school at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, I have a very stellar record of supporting the gay community when it wasn't popular at all.
Yeah.
And I support transgender people. But I also have a daughter. I also have girls and women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want dudes in locker rooms with them. I don't want them, this is men, playing against girls or playing against women. And so to have this co-owner of a WNBA team go up and cuss out a 16-year-old or two 16-year-old girls because they were saying, I'm standing with Sophie Cunningham on her position.
Oh, yeah.
That Title IX is real and that men should not be playing in their sports. I just thought this would be a common sense kind of position. I want everybody to hear me. Your position on the other side of this is not going to age well, right? It's not.
Yeah, no.
Men are men and women are women. and they should not be playing in sports. It's just not fair to them. I have people in my family who disagree with me on this position. That's okay. I have a different position than they have in my family. And I'm going to be outspoken about it, and I don't think their position is going to age well. I'm a person who supports the LGBTQ plus community. I support transgender people. I do not support them in sports against women and girls. That is wrong, and it shouldn't be happening. Title IX is important. And even though as a man, I can't lead this fight for women, I can use my voice as a man to support those women and girls who are saying they deserve a safe place to play and compete.
Well, and, you know, honestly, Christopher, I think that the majority of people in the United States support that same philosophy, right? It's the media narrative that drives it, thinking that, you know, it's okay to do this. And, you know, I know, speaking for myself as a man, you know, when I was growing up, I was playing football. I was playing, you know, basketball. I mean, you know, basketball was a game, was a sport that both boys and girls played. You know, I wasn't, I mean, we boys and men are just physically, and the science proves it, right? That men are just physically a little more superior to women when it comes to sports. And, you know, there is no reason at all for a young boy or a young teenager or even a 20-something-year-old man to walk into a girl's locker room and say, I'm here part of the team. That doesn't make that just does not add up for me one bit, and I agree with you.
And it just creates unsafe environments for our girls and unfair sporting situations for our girls and women, whether it's the Olympics or whether it was like my daughter who was on the Seton swim team.
Yeah.
It's just not fair. And I just thought I liked the fact that Sophie Cunningham, which we're in Ohio, right here by Indiana and Kentucky, I'm glad that she's taking a public position. And I think more men in these sports need to take positions to say, listen, Title IX is real and we should be supporting them. And I just wanted to just be on the record, man.
Sure.
So people can hear my voice in this because, unfortunately, it's going to be a part of the midterm elections. And it's an example of sometimes how far the political party has gone on the Democratic side, where they are wanting to argue that there is no difference between men and women, that men can play in sports against women and girls. And Title IX, which is something that was fought for, really they want to unravel it right in front of our eyes. And I just think it's very, very, very chilling. And I think it's going to play out in the electorate and in the midterm elections. People are saying 90%, if that's the right number of Americans, feel the way you and I feel. But those voices are so loud that you would think it's completely different.
Well, and this is from the same party that says they support women and support women's rights and all this, that, and the other, and yet they do this. So, you know, it is what it is, Christopher.
Thank you so much for having me on. You know, I appreciate coming on your show. You're a great realtor.
Thank you.
You do a great job, and I encourage people as we leave that they should use you. You're honest. You know what you're doing. And most importantly, you get their property sold. So I can say that from experience. People can follow me on X. I follow you
right.
on X. But people can follow me on X at Vote Smitherman. Sean, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. I'll see you soon. So thank you, Christopher, for calling in. And God bless you and your family. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO where the music is in just a couple minutes.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of music with Leonid and Friends, the ultimate tribute to Chicago and beyond. Due to popular demand, a matinee show at 3 p.m. has been added September 27th at Megacorp Pavilion. From the legendary hits from Earth, Wind, and Fire to the soulful grooves of Stevie Wonder, this 11-piece powerhouse brings the energy, the fire, and the iconic sound of America's greatest bands live. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Produced by Promo West Productions and Danny Salisco Presents.
On Point Music Festival brings together Cincinnati's hottest bands for one unforgettable weekend, August 7th and 8th at Sawyer Point. Come see electrifying performances from July for Kings, Silmar, The Tillers, plus so much more. And if that's not your jam, come out for the roller rink or pickleball play. All activities are open to all levels. Get down to Sawyer Point and see what's on point. Friday, August 7th, 5 to 10. Saturday, August 8th, 2 to 10:30. On Point Music Festival is completely free. No cover charge. Life gets busy. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduation, encouragement, and sympathy cards slip through the cracks. But staying connected with faith-filled messages shouldn't cost you a lot of time or money. ChristianCards.co makes it simple. Send unlimited Christian greeting cards by email for just $3 per month. That's less than a cup of coffee. Need a physical greeting card mailed? Only $5 per card, and ChristianCards.co will handle everything, card and postage. No more excuses, no more guilt, just meaningful, faith-filled connection at an affordable price. Visit ChristianCards.co today to provide uplifting messages, heartfelt sentiments, and never miss another moment to share God's love. That's ChristianCards.co. Save time and money while sharing God's love.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
WDJO. Hey, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is my one-year anniversary show, so if you'd like to call in and say hi, 513-563-1480. And it's also first of the month, and I forgot, but to do this, well, not forgot because I'm going to do it now, but every month at the beginning of the month, I do a trivia contest, the Where Am I in Cincinnati Trivia, and this is for a $25 gift card for anyone that can call in and tell me where in Cincinnati I am. So, this where I am today, I am at a continuous operation venue since 1817, and there are 3 of me that run across the Ohio River every day, and I am located about 10 miles west of downtown Cincinnati, providing the only crossing for vehicles on the Ohio River outside of a bridge. I think I just gave it away right there, but we'll see. So if you are driving along River Road and need to get across the river to Kentucky and you don't want to use the bridge, you would use me. So if you know where I am in Cincinnati, please call 513-563-1480. Give us your answer, and I have a $25 gift card waiting for you. Okay. So, Ryan, I promise you, we would get you some airtime here. So, like I said, you came on a good day, but you know we've had lots of phone calls. But anyway, so Ryan, let's kind of give the genesis of how you and I met. So, I get a phone call from you. This is back about November, right?
Yep.
Okay. And I had a listing in Mount Auburn on Dorchester Road, Dorchester Avenue, and. Give me the thought process. You looked at it and you're like, hey, I need to figure something out about this place.
Yeah, well, I was looking for some real estate to buy. Didn't really have any real direction. I'm on Zillow.
Sure.
Right? Didn't have a realtor. And I'm kind of looking at some places that caught my attention. And I end up getting you on the phone. And we start talking. And, you're telling me about the listing, and I go, you know, I like this guy. Man. You know what I mean? I just had a good feel, and I said, you know, Sean, you want to be my realtor? And you said, you know, yeah, let's do it. And then I came out, and we met, and, you know, it falls in line with everything you've heard on the show today, the people calling in.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just a good guy, you know?
Oh, man.
You're just
Thank you.
You're the real deal, you know what I mean? You're authentic, you're the same guy all the time, which is so cool, and it's refreshing, and you know, buying my first piece of you know, rental real estate was a little scary for us, right?
Oh,
my
absolutely.
Wife and I, we were like, ugh. And man, you gave us just peace of mind the whole way. I was so thankful for that, and we became friends through that process.
I was
going
to say,
so cool.
I told you not to buy that listing of mine.
I don't remember if you did or you didn't. I think it just didn't fit all of our needs, right?
No.
I mean, you know, I was telling you what I was looking for. You said maybe this might not be the thing, but you ended up getting us into a place in Mount Adams, which, oh, my gosh, amazing.
Talk about a home run.
That was if Grand Slam, I mean, it could be a double Grand Slam. You know what I mean? It was so huge.
Well,
my back hurts. I've done some you know,
all the
sweat equity
down
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Not yet. Yeah,
okay,
I'm working on it. But that rain washed him away. I was in the middle of it.
No way.
Yeah, and I had all that leveling sand in, and that big rain came in and just flooded the courtyard.
And
undid about 2,000 pounds worth of stonework that I had put in. And
oh my God,
my back is still not forgiving me for that. But you know,
kind of goes into what you do for a living, because when you have rain, when you have stuff like this, you're talking about gutter. You know, the thing is, you know, what worries me, and I'll talk about this real quick and then we'll talk about roofing, but I talked about the flooding that's been happening here in Cincinnati, and you know, this isn't the first time, right? I mean, I remember going back to 2016, a friend of mine who lived in Norwood, just by Rookwood Commons, by, you know, Jay Alexander's and that whole complex. The rain was so bad that it flooded her entire parking lot, and the water got almost up to the roof of her car, and her car was destroyed.
Wow.
But it wasn't just her car. It was a few other cars, too. So, this isn't the first time it's happened. So when Christopher said something about common sense tells you is that if that happened once, it can happen again. So why not do something about it? Well, anyway, that's for a whole nother show. But the point being is that, you know, we talked about this in the green room before we came in, is, you know, we're trying to put Band-Aids on things without actually solving the problems, right? Same thing like what Christopher was talking about with, you know, the men and women's sports. We're trying to put Band-Aids on problems without having the actual solution, or we know what the solution is, we just don't implement it. And in my line of work, if there's a problem, you damn well have to fix it. Otherwise, somebody's not going to get a home, and somebody's going to be very upset, or a deal doesn't get done. Same thing in your line of work, right? If we don't solve the problem, we don't get the job, or we don't get paid, or somebody gets very upset, and nobody's going to want to work with us.
Well, let me tell you actually a bigger problem that ties into all of this, which is the insurance business.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yeah.
And so these problems that, you know, with flooding, you know, they're costing these insurance companies millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I'm sure everybody's aware. I mean, insurance has gotten tighter and tighter and tighter, harder to file a claim, harder, you know, higher deductibles, higher premiums. I don't know if anybody out there listening right now is super excited about what they're paying for home insurance, right?
Probably not.
It's gotten pretty expensive and deductibles are high. And so, you know, all of these things are connected, Sean. And,
they are.
You know, the rain and when we don't have a system to allow that rain to get into the sewers properly, and it floods people's homes, not people are dying, but it's, you know, people are filing insurance claims.
Yep.
And then back into what we do with roofing, siding, windows, gutters, and paint, it makes home insurance very expensive. And then what insurance is going to do, Sean, is they're going to make it so that they're going to require you to buy a roof after 10 years. They're already doing that in Florida.
Oh, really?
When your roof gets to be 10 years old in the state of Florida, your insurance company drops you on the spot, and they say you have to buy a roof. And I don't know if you've looked at roof quotes lately, Sean.
No.
They're not cheap.
No. Well, no, I know that. They're not.
It's getting more expensive every year. We've had two price increases this year already, and it's, you know, August 1st, right?
Well, and you work with primarily with Owens Corning, is that right?
So I actually have a big announcement, too.
Oh, yeah, hit it.
We just got preferred status with Owens Corning. And so
that's fantastic.
It's a big deal. You know, I just love that company to death.
Yeah.
Owens Corning, they're headquartered here in Ohio, in Toledo.
Yes, they are.
Phenomenal company. They invented fiberglass. They made the very first fiberglass Corvette body. Neil Armstrong's spacesuit had Owens Corning insulation in it.
Right?
Isn't that cool?
I did not know that. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did
you know, Sean?
No, did you know? Hey, that's the show.
they've been a phenomenal partner of ours. What they do in that preferred program is they just make sure that the craftsmanship's there, the integrity's there, your warranty's there. But now we provide a 10-year warranty backed by Owens Corning on every single roof. And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and that also brings up another question too, because when I'm in the middle of a transaction and I get in, because I always encourage buyers to do. In fact, I even encourage sellers to do an inspection.
Yeah.
Roofs are one of the biggest selling points for any home, whether you're buying or selling. A lot of times, if that information's not on the MLS or in Zillow or wherever about the roof condition or the roof age. I always get that question.
Yep.
How old's the roof, right? And because, like you just said, it's not cheap to replace a roof. So I guess a question would be, you being a roofing expert, you've been doing this for how long now?
15 years.
15 years? So what are some tips you can give my listeners about maintaining their roof and how to make it last a little longer than, 3 to 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first thing is maintaining your roof. The first 5 to 10 years is the most important, right? Once it gets to be, you start getting, some wear and tear on it, it's harder to maintenance. And just having simple, silicone around your pipe boots, making sure that you don't have wind damage after a big storm, just have us come out. We'll come and look at it for free.
Sure.
Just make sure that it's in good condition. Another thing that we're doing is we're soft washing roofs. And I don't know if you've noticed, Sean, there's a lot of algae and stuff on roofs. Moss is growing on roofs.
Oh, yeah,
here,
yeah, a lot.
That's damaging your roof.
I bet it is.
Yeah, so those granules that are on the roof that give it the color are actually what protect that roof from the UV, right? And so roofs, asphalt and fiberglass are not UV stable. So that those granules are protecting that roof. And that moss and that lichen and all those things are damaging that. They're detaching those granules from the roof. And then it exposes the roof to the sun, to the elements, and your roof deteriorates much faster. So just getting your roof cleaned, by the way, it's going to look better, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to look really nice and fresh. I like to tell Sean, when you have a listing, you want it to feel like home.
Absolutely. Oh, God, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Get it cleaned up, and it's easy, it's cheap. We come out and we wash the house and get all that off, and it looks phenomenal.
Well, and again, that is a simple thing to do because, home inspectors, and I work with one of the best, Adam Kroc from Area Wide Home Inspection.
Yep.
Adam, if you're out there, thank you, buddy, for all
Adam's
the work
great.
That you do. Yeah, Adam's awesome. Adam and actually Kevin is also works with Adam.
Yep.
But they're always looking. The roofs are one of their biggest. I mean, they take like one or two pages when it comes through. So, I mean, they look at a roof very intense, very closely, and because again, a roof can either make or break a deal.
Well, it's either a big selling point for the house or it's a big, awful surprise for the buyer if they don't do their due diligence.
Right.
Right. Later down the road. And so it's pretty important to get it handled.
Right. Well, and also there are also because certain loan types that will inspect a roof as well. So we actually ran into a situation where on a conventional deal, conventional loan, we had inspector go out or an appraiser go out and say, hey, we can't approve this until the roof is fixed. So.
Right.
Lots of good stuff to talk about with roofs, and we'll be back with Ryan here on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO where the music is in just a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Coming to Cincinnati, Robin Trower. the legendary guitarist returns to Cincinnati for one night only. Robin Trower, live at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center on October 7th. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and BradyMusicCenter.com. Robin Trower, the Fall 2026 Tour, live in Cincinnati.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Hear what customers are saying.
What a wonderful hidden away spot. Nestled down a hallway, this little nook is almost like a speakeasy. Blink and you could miss the front door. You are greeted by low ceilings covered in copper cups and toy trains. There is a roaring fireplace in the middle that divides the two rooms, and the whole bar is about the size of your mom's basement, and it's perfect.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch. Mount Adams.
The Ohio State Fair has more of the fair you love.
Bring the whole crew for the classics you love. Plus, even more to explore, taste, and experience.
More of the fair you love.
The Ohio State Fair, July 29th to August 9th.
WDJO!
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM. 1480 AM and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we are officially rounding third and heading for home, as Joe Nuxall used to say. Real quick, I want to go back to, we still haven't had a caller yet for the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia for a $25 gift card. Again, where I am in Cincinnati is I'm on River Road. I'm trying to get across from Ohio into Kentucky, and I don't want to use a bridge. So if I wanted to get from Ohio to Kentucky, what would I use? Where am I in Cincinnati to get my car from Ohio to Kentucky without using a bridge? That should give it away. So if you're out there and you know the answer to where I am in Cincinnati, 513-563-1480. I've got a $25 gift card waiting for you. The other thing I haven't done yet today is my top 10 list. And today is actually, I thought it was Tequila Day. It's not National Tequila Day. It's actually National Girlfriend's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. So this this counts for your wife, right?
Yep.
Yep. So if she's listening, hi.
Hey, Maggie.
Maggie. Okay, I forgot her name for a second.
What a darling.
Oh, isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, well, I met her, Thursday night. No, I met her before that. When we looked at whatever that property was.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago. Anyway. So, all right. So here are the most common terms of endearment people give for their girlfriends. So we've got angel, beautiful or gorgeous, sweetheart, and I never understood what bae. I thought bae was like short for baby. It's actually before anyone else. I did not know that either. I thought BAE.
We're not young enough to know that.
We're not. No. Darling, my love, sweetie, honey or hun. Baby and babe. Babe is number one.
Babe's number one.
I think you guys use that one.
I'm a darling guy.
You're a darling guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, and there's also Boo, Cutie, Sugar, Doll, Princess, and My Dear. Okay, I think we have someone who would like to know where I am in Cincinnati. So line one, go ahead. You're on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. Hello?
Well, if you can hear. Yeah, can you hear me? I'd say it's Anderson Ferry.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. I was going to say, I think I made it pretty obvious when I said if I'm trying to get to Kentucky from Ohio and with my car and I don't want to use a bridge. So, what was your name?
Yeah, definitely. It's Alan Immerman calling.
Alan, okay. So have you used the Anderson Ferry before?
A long time ago, sure.
Yeah. I used it once, and it was quite an experience. Sailing across the Ohio River. So, well, hey, Alan, listen, congratulations. Thank you very much. I've got a $25 gift card for you. Stay on the line. Dan, my producer, is going to get your information, and I will get that mailed out to you this week.
Thanks. I wanted to mention, too, yeah. my wife, Amy, is a cyclist, and the cycle group goes across the Anderson Ferry on some of their rides.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. I thought it was just for cars. So you can take your bikes across it as well, huh?
You sure can.
Wow. Well, now you taught me something.
There you go. Well, good. I'm glad to know that.
Well, Alan,
thank
you so much, my friend. Well, you take care of yourself. You have a good weekend. And, again, stay on the line, and Dan will get your information, and I'll send that gift card out to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my sir. Take care.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna say that made it pretty obvious. So, all right. Well, so going back to with Ryan here talking about roofs and gutters and everything else. So we talked about roofs. You do gutters. You do siding. You do windows.
Yep.
What are some of the challenges you're seeing? Because I know siding is a little bit, especially with older homes, right?
Yep.
So we were talking about this wonderful property that you purchased down in Mount Adams, which is absolutely phenomenal. But you see a lot of these older homes, and people are trying to put siding up on them. What are some challenges with that?
Well, a lot of asbestos, right? A lot of asbestos siding. Mm. People don't know what to do. Do you, we tend to encapsulate that, which just means cover it up, right? Just put it behind it. The reality is that, when you have these older homes, it takes a real professional. You gotta pay attention to what you're doing and do it right. Make the right choices.
Sure.
And have somebody help you design it and just make sure it's the right thing, that you capture the character.
Right.
I think a lot of these homes have lost some of the character. And when you do a remodel like that,
mm-hmm.
and, making sure that you just keep the charm, I think that's such a big deal.
And color is always a big deal too.
It is a big deal. And you know what? It's really hard. I mean, in 15 years, I think we've saved a few people from divorce, helping them pick colors. You know what I mean? Man, when you can't decide, and sometimes, like my wife and I have a really good mind's eye.
Yeah.
My wife has trouble seeing it. She's got to see it. And so we've been using ChatGPT.
Ah, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, it's really useful, and you can actually, just really helps you see it.
Well, AI is an amazing tool, we can use AI for virtually staging homes. We can use AI to... if we say, hey, we want color X, Y, and Z, how is this going to look on this home?
Yep.
I mean, so like when you're designing a project you've done that as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We designed our courtyard with that cobblestone path and the pergola and the string lights. It looks really, really cool. And then you got to bring that into reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And it's been a really cool tool.
Well, and the thing about AI, though, even though with photographs and video and everything else, I mean, AI is just it's amazing what it can do. One thing, though, and this here we'll make this the real estate topic for the next couple of minutes. So if you are a home buyer and you are touring homes and pictures and you see a home that like captures your eye, there are. The pictures now in the AI assisted pictures look so real. You don't really know. I mean, it's hard to determine if it is or it isn't.
Yeah.
So what's been happening is that the MLS, the Realtor Alliance of Greater Cincinnati, we are now being, and I believe it is requirement now, that if you are AI, if you're doctoring pictures with AI, whether it be for like staging or whatever, you have got to list that. You have got to disclose that.
You can't tell.
Because that, no, because in a sense, yeah, because in a sense, it's almost like false advertising, right? And I mean, you know, we as agents, of course, we want to sell our homes the best way as quickly as we can. We want our homes to look great when we sell them. But if you're doctoring up the pictures just to get somebody in the front door, and then it's not what they anticipated, you know, that could lead to some real problems. You know, and then but of course the argument is, well, you know, when you look at the commercials for Burger King and you see how wonderful that Whopper is, and you expect that same Whopper when you go into the, it's different.
It is different.
It's completely different.
Well, just look at it like this, Sean. I mean, do you want the very first thing that somebody thinks when they come and look at a house to be disappointment?
No.
Right, you know what I mean? If it's an AI-generated photo and then they're all excited and they get there and it doesn't look like what you know, what they thought it would.
Yeah.
And then the very first thing they think when they step out of the car is, I'm disappointed. That's not a good move.
And that also reflects poorly on my profession, right?
Totally.
As an agent. Because if we're not – the number one thing that makes every agent – separates every agent from anything else is honesty.
Absolutely.
You have got to be upfront. You've got to be transparent. You have to be honest with your clients with everything.
Well, look, Sean, I'm not in an industry that has the best reputation, right? You know what I mean? Roofing,
yeah, I get that.
If you're listening to this, you probably have an opinion about roofing contractors, right?
Well, they probably have an opinion about real estate agents as well.
I'll tell you this. If you're not going to go with us, go with an Owens Corning preferred contractor.
Sure.
Right? You know, just get that peace of mind. But, yeah, it's important to have that trust and
well, integrity goes a long way.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's waking up and deciding just do the right thing from the start.
Yeah.
You know, and if you mess up, if you do something wrong, if you make a mistake, don't be afraid to just say, hey, you know what? I messed up here. I made a mistake and I apologize.
Yeah.
You realize that, you know, people are very sympathetic when you tell them the truth. And if you made a mistake and you let them know you made a mistake and say, instead of trying to cover it up or blame somebody else,
yeah,
right?
You raise your hand and then you deal with it and you fix it.
Again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier. For every problem, there's a solution, right? Yep. So instead of throwing a Band-Aid on it, whether it be in my profession, your profession, or the government, you don't throw a Band-Aid on it. You raise your hand and say, I messed up. We screwed up. We didn't get this right. Let's go fix the problem.
Yep.
Yeah. If only it were that easy. So, Ryan, if my listeners out there need to get a hold of you or would like to get some honest information about roofing, how do they call you?
513-993-ROOF, and we'll come out and look at your home for free.
Okay.
Do a roof inspection for free, and
there you go. Well, listen, buddy, thank you so much for coming
Sean.
On the show, and thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a wonderful 1 year, and I'm looking for many more. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. See you all next week.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.